You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here on New Hampshire Now, 1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of New Hampshire Now is presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health. And this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. That's who my family trusts to call for all our plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at 641-6400. Or you can check them out online at ParadigmPH.com. Experience the paradigm shift. Joining us right now on the program, she is the chairwoman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, Jeannie Forrester. Jeannie, how are you?
Good. I'm great, Chris. How are you?
I'm great. Appreciate you joining us for the program. So there's been obviously a lot of news since the last time we talked. If we wanted to go through all the news, it's only a three-hour program. So we'll pick and choose a couple of key things. And first off, sure. Donald Trump's reaction to North Korea and the statements that he made. I'm curious as to if you think that those are, you know, is an appropriate proportional response to North Korea. Is this, you know, Donald Trump exhibiting the type of strength that you and others want to see, or is this too far?
Well, I think that given the situation with North Korea, first of all, you know, Donald Trump, that's what got him elected. So no one should be surprised about his style and the way that he responds to different issues. And if you, in particular, when it comes to North Korea, if you saw what Tillerson said, it's the type of language that needed to be used because that's all North Korea or the leader of North Korea understands. And so I guess I'm surprised that other people are surprised at President Trump's, the way that he handled this.
I think that there is obviously a lot of individuals who are concerned about the fact that the type of rhetoric that was used, a fire and fury like the world has never seen before. And certainly there has been a response within the stock market and people across this state. I've heard more from folks about this than any other thing during the Trump presidency so far, that they're concerned that there's potential for a nuclear war. And I think that individuals are concerned that the president may not have the appropriate temperament and response in dealing with North Korea and may in fact be provoking that country. And that concern comes from the fact that he does not have foreign policy experience, does not appear to have a tremendous interest in foreign policy. And we've seen individuals like John McCain saying that he has seen great leaders and great presidents have responses to situations like this, and they did not resemble Donald Trump's response, and that if you are going to make these types of threats and draw that red line in the sand, what happens next? What happens if North Korea, in fact, does launch a missile and test that missile off the coast of Guam? What if they push forth an aggressive action? That has to be met with a response that's proportional to what Donald Trump said.
Mm-hmm. And sure, I mean, look, the president has surrounded himself by good people, experienced people. I feel confident that that at the end of the day, this president has the safety and security of the people of the United States foremost in his mind. And working together with the people that he surrounded himself with, those experts, I'm sure that this will be an issue that this issue will be dealt with in an appropriate way. And sure, people, I understand, he's stronger than some others may have liked or may have presented, but I'm confident that his response and the people that he's surrounding himself with to deal with this very serious issue appropriately handled. I think that people, he is a controversial president. We all know that. But there seems to be a lot of focus on negative things, and that's disappointing to me. When you look at the fact that 6 months in, this president continues to see success after success. He achieved the first Supreme Court confirmation 100 days since 1881. He signed more laws to slash through federal red tape than any president in American history, and has saved businesses up to $18 billion a year in costs. I mean, we've got a million more jobs that have been created. So there are a lot of good things that are going on. Yes, North Korea is a serious issue, and I feel confident that he will handle it in an appropriate way, and he will keep the American people's safety first and foremost in his head.
In terms of 2018, there has been a difficult dance that Republicans have been engaged in with Donald Trump, really, for the last 2 years. And some will say that, you know, Kelly Ayotte lost because she didn't get close enough to Trump. Some will say that she lost because she was too close to Trump. And Republicans in this state are going to have to figure out, you know, potentially that dance with Donald Trump in the 2018 election. You look at his approval numbers here in New Hampshire. The Granite State poll done by the University of New Hampshire Survey Center had him at 34%. ARG had him at 25% and losing to in a potential primary to John Kasich, 52% to 40%. Now, granted, both of those polls in the past have been questioned, I think rightfully so, in regards to their accuracy. But I would say it's fair to assume that the president is not any close to 50%, anywhere close to 50% in terms of approval here in New Hampshire. What's going to be, you know, your advice and kind of the mantra of the New Hampshire Republican Party in what candidates should do when asked about Donald Trump's policies or his statements or his tweets? How do you go about individualizing yourself if you're a Republican candidate? Do you run away from Trump? Do you find a middle ground? Do you embrace him? What's the strategy going to be for Republicans in dealing with this president moving forward?
Well, that's a great question and one we've been, you know, talking about here in New Hampshire. And I think for, you know, if you look at the polls also show that Governor Sununu is one of the most popular governors in the country right now. And for what I would like to see and what I would say to folks is that we need to talk about what New Hampshire Republicans are doing. We are New Hampshire Republicans, and we've done some great things with this governor. We've made some real successes since he's been in office. Certainly, just like with anyone, you know, I supported somebody else in the primary during the presidential. I didn't agree with Carly's positions on everything, and certainly I wouldn't agree, and others, you can't agree 100%, or you won't agree 100% on everything that the president is doing. But for Republicans here in New Hampshire, I think the people here in New Hampshire are very unique in that they care about what's happening in New Hampshire first. And if we are having successes and the candidates here in New Hampshire focus on the successes that we have here and then where they can align themselves with the president on issues that they agree with, certainly they should talk about that.
So it's in a unique environment as well, where if you look at, you know, the first congressional district or the second congressional district, we'll talk about the federal offices here, where if there are individuals upset with what hasn't taken place down in Washington, D.C., you know, repeal and replace, it's a different environment where there's not a Republican candidate who is running as an incumbent. So how do you address, you know, how are you going to address the natural, you know, inclination of the voter, which is going to be one that's going to be a change, and they don't just see Donald Trump necessarily as a problem. And you cited the polls, you know, that show obviously good news for Governor Sununu, but not good news for Donald Trump. But also Congress continues to and will always for the foreseeable future be you know, disapproved of. So there's this natural inclination that exists amongst voters to want to change and to make a change. So how do you sell that change being a Republican change when there's a disapproval of the president?
Well, you know, you talked about the Affordable Care Act, and look, the fight to repeal and replace Obamacare isn't over. We made a promise to the American people, and we need to keep our word on that. The status quo is not what we promised the American people, and we need to work on that. And I you know, we're a ways off. It's a process. I'm confident, again, that we will work through that process. We will come out on the other side with change that the American people are looking for, and clearly they were, because Donald Trump is our president. And I think he, you know, the American people are tired of the fighting in Washington. They're tired of the status quo of not getting anything done, and he's doing things. Mm-hmm. And for some people, and some people in the establishment, that makes him uncomfortable. But he's doing what he promised he would do, That's why he got elected. And I think that as we go along, and if we can continue, we need to highlight, I guess, that the positive things that he has been doing, which seems to always get lost in the negative that the media wants to push.
See, I think that Chris Sununu is doing the things that he promised he would do here in the state of New Hampshire. But I'm hard pressed to see. And you mentioned the regulations, and I think that's one thing. I'm hard pressed to see Donald Trump fulfilling the promises that he made in New Hampshire. Whether it's in dealing with the opioid crisis, whether it's creating an environment where there's enhanced wealth for working class people in this country, whether it's repealing or replacing the Affordable Care Act, whether it's building a wall and making Mexico pay for it, whether it's making sure that individuals are wealthy enough that they don't need to have Social Security and pledging not to touch entitlements. I can sit here as an independent and make a clear case that Chris Sununu is keeping his promises and has been a governor for the people of the state of New Hampshire, but I don't see the what's actually taking place in Washington, D.C., you know, with this president, whether it's on this program promising that he was not going to, that he was going to behave presidentially and wasn't going to use Twitter, you know, to engage in belittling individuals. I mean, it seems like there's, and I think this is good for Chris Sununu, that there's a vast difference between him and where the president is, but I don't see an individual who is fulfilling his promises.
Well, you know, two things. When you say something on a campaign and things that you want to have happen, in Washington, you can't just flip a switch and have everything change overnight. He is making progress. I would disagree with you on that. He talked about creating jobs. 1 million new jobs have been created. The July job report is indicative of that with
but
the unemployment rate.
The numbers are lower than over the same time period. The numbers are lower than fact during the Obama administration in 2016. So they're not. There's not a net creation. I mean, the new jobs have been created, but the new jobs during that time period, 2016, for the Obama administration, were actually higher.
Consumer confidence is up. Optimism among entrepreneurs and small businesses are at highs never reached before during the Obama's presidency. Chris, you know, Governor Sununu, as we said, and I'm very pleased with his popularity and the things that he is doing. He's got great leadership team that he's working with in the Senate and the House, which makes things probably a better environment for Governor Sununu than, let's say, the president, who is, again, trying to fight against the establishment and get changes made. I think he is making progress, the president, and I think we need to give him time. He's not going to, as I said earlier, flip the switch like and make things happen overnight. He's fighting a bureaucracy that's been in place for a long, long time, and that there's not really an interest in changing.
But so is, you know, you could be said the same about Chris Sununu, Republican Senate, Republican House, an institutional bureaucracy throughout the course of state government.
Yeah, but
Sununu's leading.
He is leading, and he has a good relationship with the Senate and the House. And they work very closely together, and I'm happy for that. And I think he is. The governor's doing a great job, and I'm very pleased for that.
Final thing:
the president of the United States, I think, is doing a good job too. It's going to take him a little longer.
Final thing with Jeannie Forrester, who's the Hampshire GOP chairwoman here on Hampshire Now. This hour of the program brought to you by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and this segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. You mentioned the leadership in the state Senate. I think that Chuck Morse would be a really strong candidate in the second congressional district. He mentioned the fact that he is thinking about, you know, that potential, and I know you're not going to weigh in on this too much, but what inclinations have you gotten in from Chuck? And obviously you've worked with him very closely over the years. I just feel like in this current election environment, individuals who are going to be voting are looking for somebody who's authentic, somebody who says it like they see it, somebody who has, you know, the experience of a working person. And it seems like you know, Chuck would be a really good fit in the second CD.
I think you're right. I think Senator Morse would be a great fit for CD2. We do have candidates in, you know, announced for CD2. I think, yeah, we do. I'm thinking of CD1 and CD2. But Senator Morris, yeah, I've worked with him for 6 years. He is a great leader. He's thoughtful. He reaches across the aisle. He works very, very hard. I mean, he gets things done. When he sets his mind to something, it gets done. And he is, you know, he has the ability to look, you know, in the detail and then step back and look, you know, forest for the trees. And he would be an excellent candidate. I don't know that that's something that he's planning to do this time around or what his future political aspirations are, but I know that there's probably good things in store for the state of New Hampshire if Senator Morris decides to go for another office.
Yeah, when we talked to him a little over a month ago, he said he wasn't going to rule it out, but you know, he had a lot of things on his plate still, and it didn't sound like, you know, he was lining things up to run, but certainly it seemed like there was the potential that he would run. Jeannie, as always, please join us for the program. We'll talk to you again soon.
Good. Thank you, Chris.
All right, Jeannie Forrester here on Hampshire Now. 1-9-1450 and ConcordNewsRadio.com. I am Chris Ryan. This hour of the program presented by Riverbend Community Mental Health, and that segment of the show brought to you by Paradigm Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means.